So this is a important day or an important day, whatever opinion you want. And so I've been requested to reflect this morning. Early morning is my favorite time of the 24-hour period, because everything's quiet and fresh and still. So I've always liked the early morning, preferred it over the other times of the day or night. And so it seems only a couple of years ago I had my 60th birthday. That was a grand celebration down at Chithurst. I find it over the years, it's a kind of timelessness. A kalika dhamma, you see. You realize time is a perception. And then whether it's long time, short time, or whatever, is really a view, a kind of, whenever I start getting restless and wanting time to go by, when I'm waiting for somebody or waiting for something, then time seems to go by much slower. Now notice this is how the thinking mind, the emotional habits affect consciousness. When you're waiting for the bell to ring, it seems to, that period of waiting, even if it's only a few minutes, seems to be a very long time. You know, I can sit meditation and, several hours can go by. It seems like a very short time. Now, whether it's long time, short time, or whatever, what there is the here and now. This is, experience is now, liberation is now, Dhamma is now. And in the conventions, the morning meeting, puja, evening puja, days go by, years go by. These are the conventions, the conditioned realm that to most people is reality, is their real world. So it's easy to live, with this idea of doing something now to get the reward in the future. And so this is the kind of common attitude that we all start meditation with, that we all have as part of the cultural conditioning, the identity with the personality, age of the body. And the whole society calls it the real world. So, I mean, it's not, it's very convincing. And that's where the mindfulness, intuitive awareness is the only way we can see it for what it is. Otherwise, we merely operate within that, within those attitudes, those perceptions, those conceptions that we, those habits, the ignorance, the attitudes that come out of that are the real world for most people. So this is where it's, even though you might understand what I'm saying, I'm still using only words, and words are limited, conventional forms, just like anything else. So that's where it's to be realized, to recognize it, this akalika dhamma, santitika Santitiko, apparent here and now, timeless, to be looked into. You know, it's immediate. It's not something that, you know, if you think I'll do it tomorrow, then you've got the attitude maybe or the idea of it, but not reality. You can't experience the real or recognize liberation as long as you're attached to the conventions or the words, ideas. So with meditation, with bhavana, we're actually, it's a breaking down, it's a destruction of the world, it's Armageddon, it's putting it in its place, the end of the world. See the world as these conditions that we hold to, this attachment, these habit patterns, habit formations that we identify with. And that seeing then isn't a condition, it's not another creation out of ignorance. And so it's to be recognized, noticed. So that's why I challenge you, you know, all of you, to really investigate, you know, because, you know, even the way we talk, the conventional forms, even within the Pali tradition, is still based on, you know, doing something now to get something in the future. Practice hard now and you'll be rewarded in the future. You're ignorant, unenlightened person now, and if you practice hard, you might eventually be liberated from ignorance in the future. And so And that seems, you know, being reasonable and fair enough, and that's how we generally see life. We see ourselves as this person, this body. Now insight occurs in flashes usually, and the important thing is, you know, like, this is my 40th vasa, so, you know, it's quite a good chunk, it's over half my life that I've been contemplating, meditating on the Dhamma. Half the life, over half the time of this age of this body. So this is my 72nd birthday, you know, this is a convention. Conventional reality. And of course it gives a chance to celebrate or to, you know, it's an occasion today to celebrate the birthday of this old body, and people generates generosity and faith and so forth. So this is, you know, the conventional realities are not to be despised. You know, it's not a rejection of the world as a kind of, you know, as just trying to dismiss it or annihilate it, but to know it. Knower of the world is an epithet for the Buddha. Now, just noticing as you get old, you know, how the age does have certain effect, emotional effect. Like to me, 72 has always been old.